Good afternoon or good morning, depends on where you are in the United States. This is Eugene B. Colson with Mind Controlled America. Let me give you my email address. It's UGENEB, as in boy, CULSON. That's Eugene B. Colson at yahoo.com. What is mind control? There are many forms of mind control. There's neurolinguistic programming, like what the preachers do and the politicians do when they're doing their speech, sermons, and whatever. And in neurolinguistic programming, they're trying to get you to choose what they are teaching or preaching. But the type of mind control we are going to deal with today happens to do with clinical mind control. Mind control where people are tortured and programmed, ritually abused, watch heinous criminal acts such as murder and torture, molestation of children, and on it goes. Now, as I said previously on the other shows, that this form of mind control was designed by Joseph Mengele. That's what he was doing in the concentration camp. He was using mind control techniques. He was trying to create the ultimate warrior for someone like me. Now, who am I? Eugene B. Colson is my operational name for SEALs and Delta Force. I'm SEAL unofficially. Of course, officially, I've never been in the military. I am Captain Eugene B. Colson, SEAL Teams, Delta Force General Eugene B. Colson. And I did not realize I was a mind control victim until November of 2008. I was investigating Worldwide Church of God and other churches because I heard rumors for years that they were connected with the Mafia. And what opened my eyes up, I heard David John Oates on the Art Bell show, Coast to Coast, with this mechanism called reverse speech. And what is reverse speech? Reverse speech is you take a tape-recorded message of anyone, play it backwards, you will actually hear a portion of their thoughts or beliefs come out. Well, in children, when they're doing their gibberish, you can record that, little toddlers and below, and quite often you play it backwards, you'll actually hear them talking. Babies learn to speak backwards first. Just like the eye turns everything upside down and backwards so that we can see it, so does the mind. But most of what you get on with reverse speech comes from the subconscious mind. Now, David John Oates has a strict interpretation that a reversal in reverse speech only occurs when it has to do with what they're saying forward, where I take a much more liberal definition of that, and I'll take whatever I can get. Now, I would recommend everyone go to reversespeech.com, done by David John Oates, and look up what reverse speech is and understand it. And I would recommend you buy one of his machines or get the software so that you can start learning how to pick up reversals. Because sometimes they're clear as day, sometimes they're kind of sing-songy and gibberish, but once you develop an ear for it, you can really find out what's going on. And then go check your minister's sermon tapes and see what's coming out on his reversals. Because the CIA runs more than half the churches in this country. And many of the ministers are CIA operatives or they're mind control victims that they're still using as their operatives. Now, I started running Worldwide Church of God sermon tapes through this reverse speech thing. And I started finding out all kinds of stuff. And I took it to a friend of mine, and I said, are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing, or am I crazy? Well, so I started investigating. I found out many of the ministers were CIA, NSA, Department of Defense, satanic priests, Illuminati, and Jesuits. And many people heard of the Illuminati, but not as much about the Jesuits. The Jesuits from middle management and above are devil worshipers. People mid-level to below, many of them are decent people like anyone else. And there's a lot of disinformation on the Catholic Church. They say every pope is involved in this. Every pope is evil. That's not true. John F. Kennedy was put in power by the Jesuits and the Illuminati. And once he got into office, he reversed on them. He was going to cancel the CIA. He was going to take over the federal treasury again by printing $5 U.S. notes. And if you suspect your child, your wife or child, are victims of this, you better get one of these machines. Now, do not use this on each other. because you'll end up divorced, because our minds think very, very sexual. So you'll hear a lot of sexual stuff coming out. And I don't pay attention to that unless I'm hearing reversals of, I did such and such with such and such person. And then I pay attention to it. You know, and in the media, they do things, songs in movies. Portions of truth are in movies. If you've seen Denzel Washington's Manchurian Candidate, that's exactly how they did it in the 50s and 60s. Their technology is much better today. And that is real. And they do that to over 3 million people in this country. And I didn't realize until November of 2008 that they, in fact, did this to me. You can look it up on the internet, MKULTRA. That's Project MKUltra and CIA Operation Monarch, M-O-N-A-R-C-H. And all you got to do is Google CIA Mind Control with MKUltra or Monarch, and you'll find out all kinds of information on the net, probably a Freedom of Information Act and stuff. And you can read it, but some of it's disinformation. I mean, I met Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips in 96 at the Granada Forum, and I bought her book, Transformation of America, and I could not put it down. I had no clue I was a mind control victim at the time as well. And I also met Ted Gunderson and Sue Ford in April of 2000, and I was asking Sue Ford questions, and she recognized that I was a mind control victim, but she didn't tell me because she knew I was getting close. See, and here's a warning I want to put out to everyone. Someone you know, or possibly yourself, is a victim of this mind control. And they program into us a suicide program. So if we start to remember the ritual abuse stuff or any of the other, you automatically go into the suicide program. What they do is they torture and they molest children and get their minds to disassociate. The dissociative memory disorder that many people remember when they're in 30s and 40s about abuse by their parents or others. This is real. There is a whole foundation set up by the CIA to repress this, False Memory Foundation. These are all CIA perps or related. And once they get your mind to split and disassociate, then they take that split off mind and they program it just like a computer. And in many cases, you have that kind of perfect memory once you start to remember. And they'll reinforce this programming with triggers, words, songs, road signs, songs like I'll Be Watching You or Head Games. And if many of you have seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut, Kubrick was murdered, I believe right before the movie came out or right after it came out. Now, Eyes Wide Shut is real, only the men that go to these are CIA, Mafia, Jesuit, Illuminati, Satanic priests, whatever. This is one of the perks for them. They get to go have a wild sexual lay in an orgy with mind-controlled sex slaves who are victim of the mind-control program. And quite a few people in the Mafia are heavily involved in this. And the Mafia at the upper levels works hand-in-hand with the shadow government and the dark side of the CIA. And most survivors, even before they remember anything, they end up drug addicts or drunks. Or are they constantly buying books on mental self-help? Because their subconscious mind knows they need help and is screaming for help, and wants out. And they're constantly programming you with this, what is called a maintenance program. So you drive by a sign, a street sign, a road sign, colors, things around your house, that it's automatically rebooting the system. And people like Benny Hinn, Roy Masters, are masters at neurolinguistic programming. And I've talked to many, many victims who claim that they were abused by them. But we don't want to be unfair to Benny Hinn or Roy Masters. Why, if you'd like to come on this show and say that everything everybody's ever told me about you is incorrect, we'd love to have you on the show, but naturally we'll get a reverse speech machine and we'll reverse all of your answers as well as myself. And if anybody wants to claim I'm a fraud, go for it. You know, Greg Laurie is another one. Deepak Chopra, Marty Robbins, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is Illuminati. And I've been told many, many times by many people there are former intelligence, current intelligence, military intelligence, mafia, that Rush Limbaugh is heavily involved in this and is a very evil man. You have a televangelist named Greg Larson, where I had a satanic priest tell me he was a good friend of his, and he was a satanic priest as well. Well, Greg, we want to give you the opportunity to come on the show and refute that, as well as Anthony Hildert and Alex Jones. Information, what I believe and what other people have told me, they are information, disinformation, CIA operatives. Most of what they say is true, but in the case of Anthony Hilder, he presents it so crazy that if you start repeating it the way he says it, then you sound as crazy as he does. And I've heard his health has really gone downhill. See, they did to my family what is known as a gross mass ceremony in 2000 when I was waking up. And as I was told, and I learned with the reverse speech machine, that a gross mass ceremony is one of the high satanic practices. And the victims of honor, which were my wife and ex-wife and children, they raped them all night long, tortured them all night long, and then they made them drink urine and eat fecal matter. Now, that's a big part of Satanism. They're always into this fecal stuff. They have high witches, which are known as Suwanos, and they crap the magic stuff they call Sewell, and they sanitize it, if that word can properly be applied with any kind of language, and the Satanists eat it. I hear the same thing of the Dalai Lama, because he was at that gross mass ceremony, as I've been told, the president, his wife, Bush Sr., the Clintons, the McCains, they were all in on it, as I've been told. But once again, I want to give them the opportunity to come on this show and refute this, and we'll give you every opportunity to say why you're not involved in this. Or if you are, or if you have knowledge of. They teach you. The FBI goes around to all your major police stations and sheriff's departments, and they put on seminars on what a monarch mind control victim is. And if there's a calamity, like martial law declared, that they round everybody up like us because we're too dangerous. I've talked with numerous police officers who know about this. And they start these people off that are involved in the mind control program. I mean, they'll recruit pedophiles. They'll recruit criminals, people that have no conscience, because that's what the black portion of the CIA wants. They first start off as keepers, someone who keeps someone like me around in case I'm needed for a mission or an assassination or whatever. And then the next level they reach is handlers, someone who can handle numerous people with their triggers. In my case, it was axion, 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 activate, activate, activate. That was one of my triggers. They have rattles that have lights on them, hypnotic lights. They have other handheld devices with series of lights that automatically put you in another portion of your brain. Your eyes will twitch sideways real quick, and all of a sudden, the conscious you is gone, and now you're dealing with the mind-controlled you. And then when they progress as being quite good handlers, then they teach them how to be a programmer. And the dumbest CIA perp can do this because all they have to do is follow the book. You know, they've got several large books on how to do this. And when I was researching and investigating Worldwide Church of God and the other churches, I started hearing witchcraft lingo like Mokti, Lodi, and Nomad, which is witch lingo. And I had called the Lou Epton Show when Doc Marquis was on there. This was back in, I believe it was 99. And I said, what's the Mokti, Lodi, and Nomad, and where's the Enigma? And he says, well, that sounds translated. Well, Doc Marquis represents himself as being this wonderful born-again Christian who was raised in a satanic environment, third-level witch, high-ranking Illuminati. Now he's gone the other way, and he's a born-again preacher trying to teach everybody how to do this. And he's done this all his life. Well, before they were getting ready to dump me, I said, what's the Mokti, Nomad, and the Enigma? And he got real panicky. He goes, I can't remember. Well, I don't believe that. I believe my belief on Doc Marquis is he's of the ilk of an Anthony Hilder or an Alex Jones. Now, in the maintenance program, they will dial you up, and then when they're getting ready to pull you out of it to erase your short-term memory with electroshock, They will play on whatever religious beliefs you have. They'll use scriptures like, you must forgive us 77 times 7 if we hurt you or do anything to you. Do you forgive me? While they're torturing us, and before they do, the electroshock memory dump. And of course, before you get to that stage, if you're a male in most cases, whenever the time permits, they will have women there, usually mind control victims, for you to have sex with so that you can dump quite a bit of the emotional trauma that you're dealing with from the mission or the hideous thing that they ever had you do. And, you know, then they erase your memory because it makes it easier because your emotions are at their peak. Now, if you have dreams of wild sex parties, assassinations, combat with all this intricate wild equipment, and you more than likely are a mind control victim. I mean, one of my symptoms was sleepwalking, that I would get up and sleepwalk quite often, and I wouldn't know why or where, and I wouldn't even remember it the next day. Well, here are the symptoms. Multiple personality disorder. When you close your eyes to go to sleep, you'll see thousands of flashing lights, like a lightning storm, sometimes red and blue ones. Your thought process, as mine is verbal. Now, most people out there, the normal thought process is mostly concept with some verbal thought. But in my case, it's all verbal. If you have conversations in your head between two or more different portions of your brain, what this is alters coming out and discussing things with this portion of the brain, that portion of the brain. And early on, I would have to say I had, well, for most of my life, I'd have four, like a conversation between four entities going on in my head. And I thought that was normal thought. It's not. Those are the alters that they've programmed into you. And they program portions of the brain that aren't normally used. So when you start to come out of this, you can actually integrate those portions of the brain with your conscious thought, and your IQ shall go through the roof. Another symptom is a lot of deja vu feeling, like you've been here, you've done this before. You don't know where it's coming from. The feeling of floating above yourself looking down. In my case, it's maybe like 3 feet. I would feel lightheaded, and it's like all of a sudden I'm having an out-of-body experience, and I'm just above looking down. This is a natural reaction, self-defense, that people that go through trauma always deal with. In all the operating rooms where there people are saying, well, I was floating above, I died, and I was looking down. Well, they put signs on top of the lights over the operating table. I said, then what did the sign say? And people can't remember because this is just another symptom of trauma and abuse. Vivid dreams of combat, torture, sex parties, assassinations, as I said, flashbacks, where you all of a sudden you see maybe satanically ritually stuff, or you're in combat and you wonder why. Where did that come from? Because in my case, I never officially joined the military. Belief in alien abduction. I remember vividly when I was 9 years old that they did a ceremony on me called the alien ceremony. The women were wearing full-body leotards. The men were wearing with glow-in-the-dark gray aliens in the front. The men were wearing alien masks, glow-in-the-dark, with their satanic habits over top. And they would say things like, well, you're on the mother's ship. We're operating on you, when all they were using was dental tools with a brace of sandpaper on the ends, and they shoved them up my navel cavities to where I'm raw, and then they electroshocked my brain from inside my nasal cavities. Constantly torturing you, putting you under trauma. If you have an obsessive compulsive disorder with whatever, in my case, at first it was lifting weights. I wanted to be strong. I wanted to be able to fight this. Then it was martial arts. I just one right after the other. I couldn't put it down. Then I got involved in the Patriot movement, the Back to the Constitution groups. And 99.9% of these groups are controlled by the CIA. If it's not a direct operative that's in charge of this, they will put a mind control victim in it so that they can keep an eye on what's going on. Because they program inside of us spy programs where we spy on ourselves. So that whenever they get into it and we're getting into an area they don't want us to do, that we can report back to our handlers and programmers exactly what we've been doing. Migraine headaches, a lot. even from early childhood. It's not normal for children to have migraine headaches. And in my case, I had them since I was 5, because that's when Creel Helton moved at the end of my neighborhood, and he profiled me and realized that my father was probably sexually abusing me from birth. He got my father to join the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan quickly turned into the Satanic Coven, and they gave me over. They were told they would be super patriots for this if they gave me over to it. Now, Creel Helton, if you're alive still out there, you want to come on this show, we'd be glad to have you on. And we would love to ask you about the 30 dismembered women that were found all over Claremont County, Ohio, from 71 to 1980. And they got a guy in prison who was nabbed for 8 of those. But who was in charge of this, Creel Helton? If I remember correctly, it was you. Now, Creel Helton's last rank he held was Special Ops Advisory Major General Creel Helton, who was also the first guy in the Korean War to go out with a knife all night long. Now, if you're also a victim of this, you'll have panic and anxiety attacks a lot, and you won't know why. You're constantly having the feeling that something wrong is around you. You can't put your finger on it. You will have people around you that pretend to be your friends or your business partners or employers or neighbors. And they really don't do that much for you, but for some strange reason, they're always calling you up every week to see what you're up to. And they never really do much for you other than check on you. Let's see, constantly being ripped off. Well, in the case of the CIA, Mafia, Jesuits, Illuminati, and Satanists that are handlers, keepers, and programmers, one of the perks they get is if they can rip things off from you, steal your time, energy, or money, or property, and they get to keep it. So you're constantly being attacked verbally, physically, business-wise, where people are accusing you of things that you never did. They're keeping you at a state of war so that you can never stand back and see what's really going on in your life. And another missing time. If you have any missing time, like you'd be looking at the clock, it'll be 2 o'clock, and then you look up later, it's now 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Where did those 4 hours go? Or a weekend, or days during the week. Many people remember they had missing time. Many do not. I did not remember I had any missing time until November of 2008. At that time, I went back and I looked at what I did in my life from 79 to later in 1980. I was working on George Lucas's Executive Warehouse Studio. And I went through 4 years of hypnotherapy with a psychologist who was trained to help satanically ritually abused people and mind control victims. And we, under hypnotherapy, you would remember more. Then you go journal it. That's a good way to remember. Start journaling your thoughts, your impressions, your beliefs, your dreams, and memory will start to come back. And what they would do while they're using you, they would just program in another mundane night, day, or weekend of things you would have normally done. Now, I worked on this Lucas set for 1.5 years, and I went back and remembered how much money I made. I was gone half the time. And under hypnosis, the man in black, one of my handlers, kept coming up, but his face was blacked out. Then it finally popped out. It was George Lucas. Well, I've been told by many, many people in intelligence, mafia, military, that George Lucas is a very big player in the CIA. So George Lucas, if what I'm remembering is incorrect and everybody that said anything about you is untrue, please, you're welcome to come on this show and we will put you on and let you hear your side of the story and my side of the story, and then we'll reverse speech it and then we'll do a show on that. Now, if you want to contact me, any of you people that I'm naming, if you're falsely accused, well, we'd like you to come on this show so we can properly accuse you. Just contact me, EugeneBColson@yahoo.com, EugeneBColson@yahoo.com. If you've ever been in a fight and all of a sudden you snap into a martial arts mode, and you just thrash these people right, left, and center and come out with superhuman strength, super speed, and you wonder where that comes from. Well, many cases, they under mind control, they train you in martial arts, and in my case, when I was a child, I was programmed to win all of my fights for them and lose all of my fights for me. So I got beat up most of the time I got in a fight. But once I remembered my buds training, my martial arts abilities went off the charts. I can't do that high-flying stuff, but close-quarters combat and low kicks with the legs, knees, hands, you wouldn't want to mess with me. Okay, if you have severe anger problems and depression and fear, these are all different sides of the coin. Fear is the other side of the coin of severe anger problems. Depression fits right in between. And being a religious nut is where they like to hide most of us. They put us in churches and religions, and we're religious nuts. Like in my case, it was Worldwide Church of God. When mommy and daddy wanted out of the coven, you don't get out of that alive. So they were given a list of organizations that they could join. They chose Worldwide Church of God. Worldwide Church of God, from what everybody's told me, it's nothing but a CIA mafia front. And it's a clearinghouse for mind control victims in MKUltra and in Operation Monarch. There is also another Monarch, M-O-N-A-R-K. Now, that's the program for the super killers, which is what I was. If you've... in these churches, because you're a religious nut, they're constantly saying things from the pulpit. Oh, you lost your family now that you're in the way of the truth. We're your new family now. And if you see these churches where they got three screens up, they're playing rock star music, the preacher's preaching, and they've got his face on three different angles of the camera, that more than likely, that's a mind control operation. Relatives who are CIA or military intelligence, or if you grew up on a military base, there's a good chance that they did this to you. Relatives involved with the cult, devil worship, mediums, Ouija boards, and all that kind of crap that they start people off on. And throughout your life, if you're a victim, you're just constantly having people attaching themselves to you. All of a sudden, they're your best friend. You're like, wow, where did this guy like me so much? What have I done to deserve this? And then they turn on you later with no cause and just won't leave you alone. Well, these are keepers. If you're a victim of childhood physical and sexual abuse, you probably are a member of the program, because this is what they do. And Ted Gunderson told me himself that McMartin Preschool operation was definitely part of it. The kids fingered a lot of top politicians in L.A. and a lot of big-name actors. Now, how do you remember, number one, lose fear? You got to totally lose fear of anything that they've ever done to you, because they're probably going to do it to you again. And once you lose that fear, they have no more control over you. In my case, I was a basket case for a year. I could hardly do anything. But after a year, I decided I'm fighting back. And what they did with me when I started to remember, they ordered my wife to divorce me and leave me when I realized they were first victims of Operation Monarch. And this is what I discussed with Sue Ford. And I believe my wife, my now ex-wife was a victim of this. And she was giving me heads up on what to recognize, how to do things, and so on and so forth. And once they took my family away, I was set up in business with Raleigh North Lieutenant Renato Corzo. And Renato Corzo is high-ranking CIA. He's a Gambino Mafia Monsignor. And he's a satanic priest. He's one of the most evil men I have ever known, and he's done numerous things to me and my family. Well, when I realized what they have done to my family, and that they did a gross mass ceremony on him, because I came home, I believe it was on a Friday night, and this was in July of 2000, I had three beers, and I passed out at 9 o'clock. Three beers are going to make me pass out. I didn't wake up till 9 o'clock the next morning. And my ex-wife and my three younger children and my oldest daughter were all very, very sick, and they had the smell of human excrement on their breath. That's because this is what they did to them. My 10-year-old daughter at the time, for years she was constantly waking up with nightmares, afraid of the door going to the outside from her bedroom, the window. So I walled the door in, but she was constantly waking up with her breath smelling like human excrement. That goes back to the Suano and the Sewell. So to bring back these memories, you need to start journaling all of your dreams once again, your thoughts, your impressions, flashbacks. And at first it'll be like a fog, like it's someone else. Then it'll be in a dream state. And as you remember, it'll become clearer, clearer, and clearer, like it was yesterday. And I'm still going through that. I probably have 85% of recovered, repressed memories, but I still have it happen. You know, because they've done so much and I've had to do so much. Get a sound light machine and a reverse speech machine. Sound light machine and put it on when you're going to sleep. It's kind of like the hypnotic stuff that they used on Us, and it'll help you recover your memory. Drink lots of distilled water. Why distilled water? Because they've used so many drugs on us that our body is so infiltrated with all these and polluted with all these drugs that they use on us. Distilled water will distill, dissolve almost anything in your system. Look up Aqua Chi on the internet. Aqua Chi machine, it costs $1,600. But just get that one. Don't get the competitors, because you will see on a private test what they did to a tomato when they put it in the leading competitor's machine versus the Aqua Chi machine. Now, Aqua Chi, what it does is you put your feet in a pan of water with 2 amps of direct current for 35 minutes, and it will help pull poisons out through your feet, these drugs, or any other toxins that they put in you. Or, in my case, they've tried to poison me to death numerous times, and I should have been dead, but we'll give God the credit. Every time I went out on a mission, I did incredible things, because God protected me. I should have been dead every single time. Clean up your diet. Start eating more raw fruits and vegetables. If you can afford it, find a hypnotherapist psychologist and go get hypnotherapy. Early on, I was prescribed with this drug called Neurontin, which helps your nerves rewire themselves, your brain rewire itself. That really helped me. If you need anxiety medication, get some of the light medication, because that will help you. I didn't know my life was a nonstop anxiety attack until I started taking the medication. I don't need any of it anymore. And the Aqua Chi machine was a big help for that. That thing is incredible. Call up, when you see the Aqua Chi, call up the gal that they got on their technical support and ask her her story, how many diseases she had that was cured by it. And this is one another thing that Sue Ford told me. She says, you have numerous altars. You need to go to a quiet place in your house where it's totally quiet and comfortable, and get out your journal and just start writing, who is inside my head? And the first name that came out was Eugene B. Colson, which was my first operational name. And if you're in the military, they tell it pretty much everybody at boot and basic training that one man with conviction on 1273 Vietnam took out the NVA Special Ops Company by himself. Well, that nobody ever asked why that man never got the Medal of Honor. That's because that man was me. I was 16. That was my Christmas vacation, my junior year in high school, and I wasn't supposed to be there. The guy that did most of my missions with, most of my Delta Force missions, Warrant Officer Alex Luan. Well, before I realized that I was a victim, I started doing volunteer work at Mothers Against Sexual Abuse. And I met the gal, well, I found her online, talked to her, and then I went over to her office where we were going to do lunch. And lo and behold, who was working in there? Alex Luan. He was terrified of me when I first walked in the door. And once I started, after I gave the organization $1,500, he warmed up to me. And then when I started remembering, I remembered him, that he trained me. He admitted it, and he broke off contact. I asked him early on for help to get my family out of this, but no, he was too cowardly. I saved his life numerous times in combat. Did that matter? No. He says, what does God condemn the most in the Bible? He condemns the fearful. He was afraid to do the right thing, afraid for his life. there's nothing that these people can do to me or they haven't tried to do to me that scares me. You know, I don't even worry about as many times as they've tried to kill me. I'll let God worry about that. And that's where you need to get yourself if you are, in fact, a victim of this. Your altars and names will come out. It took me probably a year and a half to remember Eugene B. Colson, Delta Force, Lieutenant General Boyle T. Browning, Force Recon. And I wrote 3 editions of the classified book, Advanced Infantry Tactics. Made famous as Captain James T. Wheeler, Green Beret, at the Battle of Jackass Straits, 1274, Vietnam, where 2 Americans, me and Alex Luan, and 300 Montagnards, wiped out 2,000 NVA coming down the trail. It really wasn't tough. It was just a shooting gallery because they didn't have much ammo, and everybody that with me did, plus over 200 RPGs on our side. Then it was later Brigadier General James T. Wheeler, and made famous as Major Vin C. Thompson in the Russian-Afghan War, known as Lawrence of Afghanistan, later Brigadier Vin C. Thompson. And last but not least is Air Force Flight Commander Hal Philip Tompkins. And I wrote the classified book, Advanced Fighter Tactics, under the name of Tompkins. I am not fully qualified, but you're Delta Force or SEAL rated. You can fly the real deal. You go up in the real thing. Okay, they also have voice-to-skull stuff. It's equipment where they can think. They can figure out which frequency your brain thinks on, and they can interact in there. In my case, it was all verbal. And, you know, I'd hear this voice in my head, as well as the other conversations of the altars. And I said, well, who's this? And, you know, I said, well, this is God. They actually, for a couple months, had me believing that this voice I'm hearing inside my head is God. And they will do this is one of the things that they do. And that was at the end of the stage where they were trying to make me a basket case. And I actually believed it for a couple months. Well, if you start you think you have these symptoms of voice to skull. Now, some people have, like, chanting and glitches, conversations going on from other people. You know, it's not just pretending that they're spiritual entities. They'll do a whole plethora of things to people because they can. They have unlimited budgets because most of the money they're using for these black ops is from the cocaine trade, the illicit cocaine that the CIA brings up here and hands out to its sanctioned dealers, and they deal it. And they never get busted. The war on drugs is only the war on the unsanctioned drugs. They will try to do things to make you paranoid. They'll take things out of your house, put them back. You might disappear for a month, and it shows up in another place. In my case, they would follow me around with all the same color cars when I was first, back in 2000. They'd be all black cars one day, then all red cars, then tan cars, then gold. And then they would start putting names of my names, ex-wife names, children's names, birth dates, anniversary dates on these license plates. And these were brand new California plates. So the state was heavily involved in this. And how I knew that they weren't using their regular plate, because sometimes they'd have their real California plate on the front and their brand new designer one on the back. And I thought I was going crazy because I wasn't the only one this was happening to. I had a guy who worked for me, his wife. She said she was raised in a satanic coven. So when I was doing volunteer work at Mothers Against Sexual Abuse, I gave her some of the books on it. Her memory started to come back. And then we both started remembering things together. They would use her and my ex-wife as hooker decoys when all those Armenian mafia guys disappeared from Glendale. From 85 to 89, about 200 of them. When the Armenians moved to California and Glendale, well, along with them came the Armenian Mafia, and they started to try to take over. Well, they all disappeared, big time. And they would use my ex-wife and this other woman, as well as other victims, as hooker decoys to lure them up into the room where they got to meet Dr. Death, me. They'll leave cryptic messages, like witch lingo, you know, something on a note, a piece of paper. And in my case, when they were doing the road message on me, which was all those cars, as I previously described, it had a car drive by me with a plate that said TN 980 AM. So tune 980 AM, which is a news station out there. So I tuned to 980 AM. And they said Nicholas Mercantani was murdered, 15-year-old Nicholas Mercantani was murdered in the mountains last night. And what they had done was, I had sent my ex-wife back to Chicago to visit with her mother's twin sister, and there was a letter that she found in her driveway with blood on it, just the envelope, no, nothing on the inside. It was addressed from a Joan Buchholz, which is one of their Witch Lingo takes-offs on anal sex, to a Nikki Mercantani. And that was one of the things they took and kept disappearing and reappearing. And that scared the hell out of me, because I was terrified of what they could do to my family. I started putting toothpicks in the hinges at night, so I would know if the doors were open. And when I started finding them on the floor, I told my oldest son what was going on, and we took turns staying up. But two people can't face an army of thousands. You know, and if you start remembering, keep in mind, you're going to go through this the suicide program, which you're going to, 3-4 days, you're going to think of hundreds of ways to kill yourself, and that's all you can think of. I suggest you surround yourself with friends and family. Don't go to the medical facilities unless you absolutely have to, because they will use this against you. Because they always put the label where paranoid, schizophrenic, and delusional. That's what that false memory foundation does with all of them. And they dance around the issue. If you feel like crying, you cry as much as you can. Because that's one of the best ways to get rid of the trauma with this and lose fear. And they will do it to you and your wife and children. Time after time after time, there's nothing you can do about it. You do the best you can, and you put it in God's hands, and you go file a claim at your congressman's office. I had filed a claim with Congressman David Dreyer in California. He was bought off by the CIA. I filed a claim with Colonel Joseph N. Smith, head of the Veterans Administration in L.A. County, had a full Veterans Administration investigation. It was squelched by the CIA. They said because my fingerprints weren't on a regular file with the DOD, that they couldn't help me. Well, nobody in Delta Force, Force Recon, or SEAL teams, or pararescues, regular fingerprints, are on file at the DOD. They'll call you, maybe threaten you. They've threatened me numerous times. And whenever they tell me they're going to kill me, or they're going to do this and that, I'll tell them to go ahead. Last summer, two summers ago, via the internet, they were threatening, saying they're going to kill my ex-wife and children if I don't come to Indianapolis and meet with who was that? I can't remember her name. Well, anyway, irregardless, she said they were going to kill him unless I came up there. I said, we'll send some over the flight ticket, and I'll be right up there. See you tomorrow. They said, no, you come up here on your own accord. I've done that before, and they like to run you around in circles. They like to hold out a carrot like they're going to settle with you, and then they pull it back in. This is just part of their game to mind screw you. They try to mind screw you any way they can. Here are some of the alter programs that I've been programmed with. Suicide program, kitty porn, oral sex alter. Heather Locklear was the name that was given to me as my oral sex alter long before Heather Locklear was born. And I believe this is part of the maintenance program to where they use names like this to reinforce it. And the anal sex alter that I had, name was Nicole Kidman. Do I believe Heather Locklear and Nicole Kidman are victims, as well as Tom Cruise? You bet I do. And it was Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman used in that movie Eyes Wide Shut. Homosexual alter. To where you're alter your program, you think you're a homosexual when you're really not. You're just a victim. And 99.99% of homosexuals out there are child abuse victims with repressed memories. So do I agree with that kind of lifestyle? No. But they're victims. And this is, when they do this to someone, this is usually what happens to them. They either become a homosexual or they become an absolute masher, the kind of guy you would never want to get upset or in a fight with. They'll give you stalking alters, assassination alters, the alien abduction program. But I do want to note, they do make those grays in Area 51. They are remanufactured from what they told me was from the crash at Roswell. These things, the anti-gravity machines, flying saucers, and these grays were created by man before Noah's flood and sent out to space in hyperstasis. They're not from another world. They're from this world. Martial arts alters. There, if you've snapped into modes, as I've earlier said, with super speed, your technique is perfect, and then you just took out three people and you just sit back and go, how did I do that? Military spec ops alters, which all five of mine were initially programmed to be separate personalities, but my personality was so powerful, they all became me. And I've integrated my mind. I don't have those conversations going on anymore. And that's what can happen to you, too. Like I said, the spying alter you have on yourself, an interrogation alter. Let's say if you used an interrogation of other people, witchcraft programs to where they program you as being a satanic priest or priestess. And a big part of satanic ceremonies is several times a year they like to get an infant and eat them live. They're ghouls. You know, I've been told that Bush Sr. and Henry Kissinger and Gerald Ford, the only reason these guys live so long is they're taking regular injections from abortion or blood transfusions from abortion clinics and babies. Adult porno. They'll use us in adult porno industry, many of the women and the men. And in my case, I was used in the child porn industry by wonderful old Creel Helton and my old man. High-tech thought processes. In my case, I came up with the three-stage reverse ram guild blast combustion chamber process for the Aurora Project in 91. Took me 5 minutes to figure it out. They made it work. And they came out with the SR-72 and the BSR-73, which will do Mach 18.2 on atmosphere for fuel. And the X-83, which is going to replace the space shuttle, will achieve Mach 26.4 for slingshot escape velocity and safety margin of Mach 2. If you've ever watched the Aurora Project on the History Channel, they simulate three vapor donuts with three sonic booms in the upper atmosphere. That is the kicking in of the three-stage reverse ram field blast combustion. And at Mach 4, kicks in at Mach 4.2. By Mach 7.1, it's running entirely on atmosphere for fuel. Now, the F-22 Raptor now has three on each engine, too. If you ever see that on the History Channel or the Military Channel, where you've got these three doors on top of the engine on each side opening forward, that's the three-stage reverse ram field blast combustion induction units. Blending of alters. They will blend some of your alters. Languages. I knew one victim, and I was trying to work it out and help her, but she was programmed to push me away, and I was probably programmed to push her away. She didn't even know how many languages she spoke. She could never not hear a conversation and not know what's going on. Programming. How do they do it? Well, torture. Get your mind to disassociate when you're a child. They use drugs on you. They will butter you up and then abuse you, you know, both under mind control and outside of mind control. People that have been your best friends in the world, and at the same time, they might be the ones that are buttering you up while they are abusing you and keep going back and forth. You think you're free. You're never free. Constant abuse. Constant torture. Water deprivation, sleep deprivation, food deprivation. They'll lock you in boxes. Claustrophobia. I remember being locked in a footlocker with hundreds of snakes, frogs, and spiders crawling all over you and leaving you in there for several hours and just to make your mind split more, more, and more. Waterboarding. And Mr. Fine President and Cheney, I would like to see both you guys handle about 6 hours of waterboarding. That's not torture in your books. You should be willing and able and wanting to do this because that's not torture. Smothering you with pillows or whatnot. Beatings, severe beatings. And they may be doing all of these things at the same time. Every one of these things. You'll have 30 people in a room, 30 different people have a different function. And they're doing them one right after another. Sexual abuse. Using animals to threaten you. Or making you have sex with animals. Drugs. Hypnotic equipment. Now, the hypnotic equipment they have now is nothing like what you saw in the movie Manchurian Candidate. They have what is called the trip chair, which is a virtual reality hood over a chair. And you sit in there, and with the drugs and the hypnotic equipment, full stimulation. They do this to many people in the military. There are many, many, many people in the military that are Delta Force, Force Recon, SEAL teams, and don't even know it. If you look up Daniel Ott's show with Lieutenant Colonel S.C., several months ago, that I would do that. I went and visited him in North Carolina, and they have poisoned him, and he's now dying right after I left. I can't get a hold of him anymore. Please pray for him. And before I sign off, let me see, which will be in a little bit, but I want to give my email address again, UGENEBCULSON@yahoo.com, Eugene B. Colson, with a U. If you can't remember that, just go to the BBS radio network site and just look up the Eugene B. Colson show, and that's on there as well, my email address. They like to use a lot of electroshock. They will attach electrodes at different parts of your body, as well as the halo they put over your head, and they will be going back and forth. So many times that whenever you get overstressed, over angry, you have these certain spots on your back and your body that always hurt more than the rest, and it's always these same spots. That is a body tissue memory of the abuse. And they will use harmonics on you, like harmonic balancers, so they want to dial you up. They will use that, and in my case, they can still get into my head, I believe, with that. The terms don't work anymore. Usually when they want to get a hold of me, they just gas my house and whatever. And if you think you can have a security system where they can't get in, no, you're wrong. They can get by guard dogs, they can get by anything. Hand signals. Sometimes they'll use hand signals to trigger you up. In my case, it was the first GI Jane. She would turn one ear, and that's turning off my regular personality, and turn the other ear, turning on Eugene B. Colson. Cue words, repetition. They'll keep torturing you going over repetition over and over and over again. If you saw that movie about the CIA, oh, I forget the name of it. Anyway, during the interrogation, when they're interrogating a Russian, they just kept asking the same question for days on end. Cold or heat deprivation. Like I've already said, sleep deprivation. Emotional abuse. They'll have people around you, you know, in case of guys, they'll have mind-controlled girls that are constantly teasing you. When you get older, they'll have their operatives doing it, acting like they want to be part of your life and then trying to destroy you by dumping you for false reasons and lies. High-frequency sound stuff. There was a movie made in the 50s, I think it was 59, in England, where they were modeling under a high-rise, and they dug up this millions of years old spacecraft. And inside this spacecraft, they found all these mummified cricket aliens. They all look like grasshoppers or crickets. And at the end of the movie, as this electrical storm started from inside this spacecraft, and there's this electrical giant cricket rising from out of the ruins, you hear the sound of millions of crickets with millions of bees and millions of bumblebees. And in my case, they would use this sound and put a headset on me, play the volume at a real loud, and it is excruciatingly painful. Excruciatingly painful. And in many cases, they would, at a drug and hypnotic state, they would get mothers and fathers to sleep with children, have sex with them. In my case, they could never get me to do that, so they fake the pictures. But if they force you to do this, this is not your fault, it's theirs. Then there's the maintenance program, which I already explained, where they say, do you forgive me 77 times 7? Stuff like that. And while they're torturing you. And they'll mix and match these programs. Like I mentioned, the song Renato Corso, I'll Be Watching You. That's a maintenance program. Here are some people that I've been told and I remember were part of my mind control program. And when I name you, you want to come on this show and say that you've been falsely maligned. We'll give you that opportunity. But we, like I said, we will record it. And we'll do a little oath based on your life after death, into which realm you're going to be. If you claim you're not into the evil side, well, then you should have no problem doing a vow before God and claiming, I am not part of this stuff. William Quentin Reynolds, born in 1949, pedophile from Worldwide Church of God. Jeff Fall, one of the Worldwide Church of God offshoot ministers. Satanic priest, CIA. Dennis Pelley, Worldwide Church of God minister. Gambino Mafia Monsignor, CIA, satanic priest. Leroy Neff, mafia. Paul Tarvin, my wonderful childhood friend Paul Tarvin was in on this. Egyptian, Mike Salib. Major General Charles L. Meek, Delta Force Support Commander. Walt Beckley's dead. He died of prostate cancer. I hear his son Scott Beckley is more equally as evil. And numerous people in intelligence and the mafias are the ones that told me about these people. And I remembered some of the things that they did. Sometimes they will program false memories into you. In my case, I was such an efficient killing machine that they didn't want to waste my brain time and their programming time by programming in languages or spy type stuff. I was exclusively a heavy hitter. The movie is Eyes Wide Shut. Well, those sex parties, they were losing too many women at strangulation sex. So they brought people like me in to bounce them at a mind control level. And I got a reputation. They called me the saint. I have talked about this on previous programs, but I think it would be good to reinforce this because, you know, if you have all these dreams and flashbacks of these kind of sex orgies, more than likely you are a victim and you will have a number of these symptoms. Not every victim of mind control has the conversations or the flashing lights, but they will have a number of the other ones, depending on how much they abused you. Well, anyway, so when I'm bouncing these sex parties, Eyes Wide Shut sex parties, if anybody hurt a girl and did more than just have their perverted sex with them, they were lucky to get a broken bone. They hurt them bad, I killed them, and the party's over. That's the only way they can maintain control. And Spielberg was involved in this as well, from what I remember and what I've been told, and a woman sued him 6 or 8 years ago, claiming to be a satanically abused sex slave of his. The case was dismissed with prejudice, which means it can't be filed again. And Hollywood would theme these parties. And I got such a reputation of being a martial arts bad boy that if anybody wanted to prove they were the baddest in the world, they'd come and take me on. Patrick Swayze tried me on in 87. He tried to hurt me, and I put him in the hospital. And he's dying of pancreatic cancer. And I've been praying that all these people that did this to me and my family will die of pancreatic cancer. And I have been recently told that 45% of these top Satanists that were involved in that gross mass ceremony are dead or dying of pancreatic cancer per my prayers. Steven Seagal tried me on. He lasted 3 seconds in 89. And he had a reporter in L.A. Times saying he was mafia and CIA, and Seagal hired a hitman. Well, this is winding up. We're coming upon the 2 o'clock hour of my time, which would be 11 a.m. on the West Coast. And so I want to remind people again that my email address is eugenebcolson@yahoo.com. eugenebcolson@yahoo.com. Because one thing they do to us is they keep us under economic warfare. They're constantly stealing us, seeing to it that we can barely get by. And in my case, that's what they're doing. If I have to use a computer, I have to go to the library. So if you wish to email me, please keep it brief, because I have to go to the library. I don't have access to it at home. And I hope the best for you. And if you know anybody on a military base with children, get them off those bases, because they're doing it wholesale to women and kids and the fathers on military bases. And say, with that note, I want to thank Don Newsom of the BBS Internet Radio Network for allowing me to have this program. And I hope I've been helpful to you. And lose fear. And if the suicide program kicks in, go to your friends and family. This is Eugene B. Colson, BBS Radio, Mind Controlled America, signing off.